Hi, this is Mary Jo.
Say hi.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So this is Oliver and Lisa, right?
Yes, this is Mom. I'm just in the background.
Oh, very good. Perfect. So Chrissy told me your great news about Jody today. How exciting is that?
Yeah.
We're very excited, very thrilled.
Oh, my gosh. That is so great. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I saw that you just turned 10, huh?
Yeah, I turned 10 like a few weeks ago.
Yeah. I have a son. He will turn 10 in November.
So. Oh, wow.
Yep, very close in age. The year 2000 was a good year, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, so I had sent your mom a few questions, and I just thought we'd run through those, if that's okay.
Okay.
So one of the questions that I was wondering about is, when did you sort of realize that you had a gift of a really special voice?
Oh, thank you. I don't think it's a special gift. I just always practice and sing.
You've just always been singing.
I just love singing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you remember what the first song was that you learned?
I think "Where Is Love." It was my favorite. It was my first song.
"There Is Love"?
Yeah, "Where Is Love."
Oh, "Where Is Love." Okay. I watched the video on YouTube, and I'll put that in the story also, but that's an amazing song.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Do you, what do your friends think about how you can sing? Do they like it?
Yeah, they do. They always give me support, and they write me on my wall and website.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What's your favorite part about performing? Is it when you're making videos? Is it when you're singing on stage?
I love singing on stage, mm-hmm. and at the end, I love bowing and hearing all the applause.
That's pretty fulfilling, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you have sort of a favorite kind of music that you like to sing, or a specific song?
I like singing the Star Spangled Banner, Defying Gravity. I like musical theater. I love musical theater.
Mm-hmm. Do you listen to a lot of that at your house?
Yeah, I love Wicked, I love Michael Jackson, I love all those things. Oh, and also I sing a lot of just like "Hum It" from a CD, from movies like Grease or all those movies.
Love Grease. Those are all good songs. Now, did you take lessons, or is it something that you just sort of learned how to do and you knew you were able to do it naturally?
I just learned how to do it. It just came to me when I was, like, 4 years old.
Wow.
I sang in San Francisco and I think Chicago.
Really?
Yeah.
When you were four?
Yeah. Like, you saw the video of me singing "Where Is Love," right?
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow. And you said that you like the Star Spangled Banner. Have you sung that at some cool places?
Yeah, I sing it at Las Vegas 51's game. It's a stadium in Vegas. I sing it there for the mayor, I think. I sing it like about 5 times.
Oh, wow.
You can find it on YouTube or my website.
Cool. All right. Very good. I bet that's a great, great song for you.
Mary Jo?
Yes, hi.
Hi, this is Sandy Hackett, Oliver's stepfather.
Oh, hello.
I just wanted to tell you, the Las Vegas 51s are the AAA farm club for the Toronto Blue Jays.
Okay.
And they're in Las Vegas. And okay. Oliver has sung at Cashman Field. It holds about 10,000 people.
Okay.
Over the years, their affiliation used to be with the Padres, then it was with the Dodgers, and now it's with the Toronto Blue Jays. And all three franchises have demanded, after the first time Oliver ever came and sang, they called him every year and asked him to come and sing the anthem at the beginning of the season, and they offer him as many dates as he will come and sing.
Oh, wow.
And one of those times he was there was, it was called, they do at the beginning of the season, they call it Big League Weekend. So they get, like, in preseason, they'll get the Dodgers when they were there, or the Padres, or now it's the Toronto Blue Jays, and they'll have another major league team come and play an exhibition game in preseason, and Oliver sang at that, and the mayor was at the event, and he said to Oliver, "Wow, that is the best I have ever heard."
Aww. Wow, that's going to make you feel good, Oliver, huh?
Yeah.
Makes you want to sing it more, huh?
Yeah.
Do you have any advice for kids that like to sing? I mean, you know, there's been so much attention given to Jackie Evancho and the America's Got Talent, and so there's a lot of buzz right now about kids that are so young that have such amazing voices. What would you tell your friends or other kids that are interested in learning how to sing?
Just have fun. Don't let anyone push you. Sing what you love and whatever you want to do.
Take notes here. And do you have something? Do you have a specific show in mind, or anything about your Broadway career that you've been thinking about? Anything that you're hoping for in terms of singing on Broadway?
Well, I know that it doesn't have any parts for kids, but I love Wicked. I really want to see that show again, and if there's an opportunity of a kid being in it, I would love to take it. Or try, or audition. Oh, and also, I love Mary Poppins.
Ooh, yeah.
And I think Lion King, I never saw it, but it looked really cool.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Costumes are cool in that one, huh?
Yeah.
Excellent. Very good. Well, is there anything else that you'd like to tell me, or any other things that you like about singing, or... about what you hope your career will hold, or are you doing any recordings, anything else?
Oh, I'm about to do another music video. It's called, it's one of my grandpa's songs. It's called One Little Christmas Tree. Stevie Wonder sang it.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Yeah, I'm going to do that one right next. I think it's going to launch in about November.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell her who your grandfather is?
Oh, my grandfather is Ron Miller. He wrote Once in My Life, If I Could, Touch Me in the Morning, all that.
Wow.
Tell her who your other grandfather is.
My other grandfather is Buddy Hackett.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Yeah, he's been in It's a Mad, Mad, Mad Red World and Think Music Man.
And tell her about...
Your other grandfather.
His name is Peter Mark Richman. You won't recognize his name, but when you see his picture, just type him in. He's been in, like, 500 movies and 500 TV shows.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. So you are from a very talented family, huh?
Yeah, thank you.
Tell her about your website. And the
I have a website, so you can write me if you want.
Okay.
Information about your show. What is your website?
Oh, it's www.oliverrichman.com.
Okay. Excellent.
So if I can intrude here, this video he's doing next, One Little Christmas Tree, is a Christmas song, so we're hoping to get it out. Christmas, but there's no snow anywhere. So if any of your readers or viewers have snow, please send it to us.
Get on an airplane and go to Australia, huh?
Yeah.
But send it packed in ice.
Oh, that's funny. And did I hear your mom say that you've got what else coming up? Your show?
What show?
No, just tell her that if people want to see upcoming shows and performances, they can go to your website.
Oh yeah, you can. If you want to see anything about me, you can just go to my website.
You're performing at a fairy hunt on Saturday.
Oh yeah, I'm performing at a fairy hunt on Saturday, and also I'm performing at the Jim Caruso's cast party at the Magic Castle
on October
6th. Wow, you are busy.
Yeah, thank you.
And we had an offer to go to China.
Oh, my goodness.
And I don't know if that's going to work out or not. It's pretty involved, so we'll see. But, you know, I want to go just for the food.
Yeah, wow. Do you know what that is? It part of a show, or is it a? It would be like a singular performance for them?
We sent out Oliver's video, mm-hmm. and it's had over 16,000 hits. It's garnered a lot of response, and one of the responses was from there are people. There's a production company, and I don't have the name in front of me, but they're doing a series of events in China in the Forbidden City and at the Bird's Nest for green shows to make China aware. And they want to bring American stars over and in the show that they wanted to include Oliver on, they had said they were thinking of Jackie Evancho and wanted to bring Oliver. This would be in 2011. So it's still a long ways away, and we've only had a preliminary conversation. But even just to get a phone call like that and be considered for something like that, it's pretty nice.
Oh, absolutely. Wow. I kind of had said in one of my questions to you all about if you tour with Jackie, and how funny is that that you might actually really perform. I was kind of kidding, but that is so cool.
Yeah.
It's interesting because a lot of people have actually brought that up.
Yeah, uh-huh.
I think because she's the same age, people are going, you know, they want to see the kids together. They want to see how they stack up and hear them.
Yeah, and you know, it's just so thrilling to see kids that are so young to have such a wonderful voice and just such a great gift, I think.
Thank you.
I was going to try to not interject or talk because I know this is Oliver's interview, but I just wanted to tell you that one of the things I'm so proud of Oliver for is when we recorded the video for Defying Gravity, we were out by the ocean, and when you see it, it looks beautiful and warm and sunny, but that water was really cold. And at some point when we were filming, Oliver really took it seriously. I mean, we didn't push him. He really wanted to do it, and he choreographed all the moves himself. Everything was on the spot, and when that water came up and was splashing on him, we all just ran out of the water, and he stayed there, and he had such a strong work ethic,
yes,
and integrity, and there were a couple of times where the music actually went out. He just kept singing, and he would say to us, let's go do it again. Let's just try to get another shot. So when we were in the editing room, it all came together. Our problem was that there were too many great shots. Hard to not use everything, but he really enjoyed doing it and had such a strong work ethic, and he was just really wonderful to work with as a professional. And I was
wow, that's incredibly focused. Because I think most little kids would be like, get me out of here.
Right.
It was really fun, actually.
It was just beautiful video. I mean, it's just so, it makes you feel like you're there. I mean, it is. It's really nice, and it's funny to hear the story that it was freezing.
Yeah.
If it had been any colder, we could have shot the one little Christmas tree.
Exactly. Too bad it didn't snow.
We're really looking forward. I just wanted to speak a little bit about that video. You know, when Justin Bieber first came out, he was a YouTube sensation, and one of the songs that he recorded that got him out there was a song called Someday at Christmas from Stevie Wonder's Only Christmas album, and my father wrote that song.
Aww.
And Justin was invited to the White House to sing it this last Christmas, and the song that we're coming out with is a lesser-known song than Someday at Christmas, but it's probably even more beautiful, and we're really looking forward to remaking it and really excited about it.
I just love that it's the family tie also, you know, that it's your grandfather, or that it was your father's, and that grandfather, and how cool is that?
It's really something, because my father died a couple of years ago, and after he died, we found about 400 songs that he had written that no one has heard yet. I mean, for once in my life, and Heaven Help Us All, and Yesterday, or If I Could, there were 100 that no one's ever heard, and I'm out there now, you know, trying to preserve his legacy and get all of the unknown songs out there, and it's amazing now that we're, you know, the third generation is now going to be, you know, promoting Grandpa's music. It's really, really great.
Wow. Well, that gives me chills to think about. I mean, what a great legacy for you guys to have that there, that you can bring to the world, you know?
Well, the songs are also beautiful. There's a specific song that's one of my favorites that my father wrote called If I Could. In fact, Celine Dion dedicated it to her son. She sang it every night at her concert when she was in Vegas for a new day. It's called If I Could. And when my father first wrote it, it's a song that expresses how parents feel about their children, and it's so touching, and it meant so much to me because my father wrote it, but now it means even more that I have my own kids, and I just imagine Oliver singing this someday when he has his own child. So, you know, that's the gift of a writer, is that it passes generation to generation, and it can be interpreted by every young performer in the way that they want to interpret it. So.
Right, and it's really timeless, even though, you know, it came out. Well, when Oliver's children are
right,
it'll be a long time.
Well, my father always said that. He always said that, you know, he said, there's nothing that I can write about that hasn't been felt by anybody before. The thing is that you want to try to express it in a way that no one has ever expressed it, so that whatever generation you're in, they can still relate to the underlying emotion of the song. So,
Wow.
Anyway, I think Oliver's inherited that gift of vocal interpretation from my father, my mother. We come from a long line of singers, and he's naturally got the gift. But I don't want to hog up any more of this interview, so I'll turn
great.
It over to Oliver.
Oliver, have you written any songs, or do you have songs in your head that you think about?
I sort of write a little bit songs.
Maybe poems or something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I love to just think about songs and tunes and melodies.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Do you play any instruments, or is your voice your instrument?
Well, of course my voice is my instrument, but I used to play the drums. I think I'm going to get back into lessons.
Yeah.
And also I'm starting to learn piano.
Uh-huh. And you can sing and accompany yourself someday, huh?
Yeah.
I've always heard that piano is really good, a really good fundamental instrument to learn, because it just helps you understand the structure of music and all the, you know, the fundamentals of the songs. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love the piano.
Tell her about your dad. He teaches.
Oh, my dad. He has piano lessons.
He teaches.
He has a lot of students.
Uh huh.
You can contact him at soundfeeling.com.
Oh, he must have taught you well. You're pitching all of
these. So he's a piano lesson teacher. Is that his job, or is that his hobby?
That's his job and hobby.
Oh, very good. Okay.
He's actually an extraordinary piano teacher. He teaches a lot of actors for films and stuff like that.
Oh, wow.
He's a classically trained pianist, and he works with children, obviously, but he also worked with, who were some of the other?
Michelle Pfeiffer.
Michelle Pfeiffer, when she was getting ready for the Baker Boys.
Uh-huh. Wow.
So he's, you know, kind of a stellar piano teacher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
When Oliver was telling you earlier that he was in Chicago and San Francisco, Sandy is a comedian, producer, wonderful actor, and we produce a Rat Pack show. It's called Sandy Hackett's Rat Pack Show, and Oliver used to open the show for us as young Frank Sinatra. He would come out when he was 4 years old and sing and dance a little bit and warm up the audience before the show started. He did that in San Francisco and Chicago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he did it for a few weeks, and then it started to get to his head, and one night a guy came in and heckled, and Oliver walked out and slapped the guy in the face and said, shut up. So, you know, when we started whacking the audience around, we had to...
Yeah, oh, that's funny. And you think, you know, a young Frank Sinatra might have actually done that.
Yes.
Yeah, Oliver's embarrassed because I'm making jokes here. He didn't do that.
Oh, my God.
But, and this is his first interview, you should know.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, my goodness.
So mom and stepdad are cavelling, and we wanted to be here to help him. And he's not comfortable with us being here, but he's really quite a talent. And
he's
got a shyness to him until you put that camera or an audience in front of him, and then he just lights up.
Oh, wow. That's great. Well, I can't wait to someday be able to say that we spoke to you, and now you are famous and you have a great career. It's just going to be wonderful.
Thank you.
And really quick, just so that you know, the agent that he signed with yesterday, apparently they were contacted by some big Broadway casting directors in New York, and they said, you better find this kid. He's out of L.A. Sign him. So the agent said, we do whatever they say. And so they were really, really excited and think Oliver has a tremendous, very viable to go work on Broadway in New York. And so we're really excited. Hopefully, you know, all of his dreams will come true. And
We want to try
to be as supportive as possible.
Yeah. So are you willing to move to New York?
Oh, we'd go in a second.
Really? Oh, great.
We're getting ready to put our own show. I mean, we have our show in Las Vegas, and we go back and forth from L.A. to Vegas, and we had the show in San Francisco, so we were doing that traveling. But we're getting ready to bring our show back east anyway. So,
oh, good. That works out.
We'll be a bi-coastal family.
Yeah, definitely. Excellent. Oh, great. Well, again, thank you so much, Oliver, for speaking to Family First today. And I know that the folks are going to really be interested in hearing more about you and watching the video and learning about you as you rise up as a star.
Thank you.
Just so you know, the casting director's name who saw Oliver and asked this agency to take a look at him, his name is Mark Simon.
Okay.
And Mark is the agency calls him the go-to casting director for shows with kids, including 13 the Musical, Radio City, Music Hall, et cetera, et cetera.
Wow. Yep.
So
they're coming to get you.
Very
excited. Yes, absolutely. They can see your potential too, huh?
Yeah.
Very good. All right. Well, thank you again so much for your time and what a great interview and a great story for you guys.
Thank you so much. We appreciate your support.
Yes, absolutely. Thanks, Oliver.
And remember, tell everybody, send snow.
Send snow. Okay. I'll make that the headline.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye. Thank you. Bye.